We have a musical guest. We haven't had one for several weeks. There's been a little hiatus.
There has, and if I'm not mistaken, this will be their debut.
It will
on
be.
The Roadhouse, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the first time they're playing at the Tavern tonight, and of course, who we're...
All sorts of firsts.
We're talking about is the Brothers Burn Mountain, and that's Ryan and Jesse Dermody?
Yes.
Right on.
I wasn't thank sure if I'd us. Get that
we're,
right. But
we're already well down the road.
Yeah. Yeah,
we get the names right.
We get stars for that.
Yes, we do.
Well,
yes,
you
we
never
do.
Know some... Your pronunciations can vary quite a bit, but welcome to the Roadhouse, both of you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much for
and
having us.
And Ryan is over on guitar tonight.
Yes.
And Jesse has brought in a big old drum set.
You know, I was thinking when Jesse was getting set up, that may be this may be the first time we've ever had that large a set of drums in the studio.
I believe it is.
Yeah. So that's another first we got going for us.
And he was working hard to be sure that there was arm space.
Yes.
To and, hit each.
When we're done, they'll probably just nicely make it down to the tavern by the time he does all of that. Pretty cool, though.
Yeah. You know, the first obvious question that we have... is the name Brothers Burn Mountain. I'm sure that you get it every time, but we'd like to know, where did that come from?
Well, doesn't it kind of have a nice ring to it, and you don't know exactly what it means, but I feel like it means something to me, and it's something pretty deep, so...
There's a mystery involved.
There is, yeah, there's a story. I don't want to be long-winded about it, but our okay. father used to be a barber, and he knew a guy named Gus, who was Mr. Milwaukee, muscle-bound, short guy who used to have a clove of garlic under his lower lip all the time. And he was a master barber, too, and he would have a barter system. So sometimes he'd get, you know, a sack of food for a good haircut. Or and one time, an old guy brought in this old chest, a wooden small chest, and inside of it was this farmer's... combination diary, and he used to keep stock of his you know, all of his corn and wheat and whatever he was growing and what
prices
and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was Gus one day, he really he knew I wrote quite a bit and was interested in all this. He said, why don't you write a story about this? And he plopped the thing on the dinner table, and I eventually read in the diary, and it was a farmer from Manches, Wisconsin, which is actually near where our great grand parents, they moved over from Ireland, and Manches, Wisconsin looks a lot like Ireland. And this guy told a story about two brothers. One was, they were troubadours. One had a guitar, an acoustic guitar that he slung over his shoulder, and the other had a tom drum, and they would travel by foot, or they'd hitch rides on horse buggies and whatever they could, and they'd go around with their songs, and they were called the Brothers Burn Mountain.
Ah,
now
good story.
Did that story happen before you got musical, or that came
that
later?
It happened in the 1800s.
Right, but when did you hear it?
Oh, shoot!
Growing up,
7-8 years ago. We
oh, okay.
Kind of.
I just wondered if it influenced the instruments that you ended up with.
Maybe.
Without knowing it. Somehow.
Right.
Well, we haven't heard you play yet. I understand that you play kind of a bluesy bluegrass is what it's described. And we'd just like to hear a little.
Yeah.
Can you introduce something in? And
yeah, sure. We'd like to play a song called Sitting in the Dead of the Woods.
Never win, no, never. worrying for myself, no.
Ryan and Jesse Dermody, and they are the Brothers Burn Mountain.
It's an interesting sound.
It is. Now, that was kind of a little lead-in for you there, Ryan, and kind of how this...
He was busy. Yeah. He was busy.
Yeah.
I was having trouble with the headphones here. Yeah.
How did this evolve? Were both of you always interested in music kind of the same time, or how... For two brothers, it's not unusual to play together, but to evolve both musically.
I think that we're always both interested in music growing up, but I'm the one that started playing music first as a teenager pretty seriously. And then I think the story was that I was in a band in high school, a cover band, kind of a garage band. And then Jesse took a trip overseas to Brazil. And when he came back off the plane, I went to the airport to pick him up, and he came off the plane with a big conga on his shoulder. And I had been playing bass guitar at the time. And when I saw that conga, I knew it. I knew that I wanted to play music with my brother, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. And that conga evolved into what we're looking at today. You know, a full set of drums here in the studio. Yeah, interesting. So, how long have you been playing out?
We've been touring seriously for about the last 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, and that's beyond Duluth. I mean, you're from Duluth, and you play there on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we play at the Fickers Brewhouse every Thursday. But yeah, we make 2-3 week tours all around the. Uh-huh. Even as far out as Colorado, and down south a bit to Tennessee and Kentucky, and all around the Midwest.
How do you line these things up? Do you have somebody that does this for you?
Oh no, we're
you're online looking.
We're busy. We're working all the time. Even when we're not gigging, we're working at it. Either we're booking shows or recording or trying to get word out about our music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine for me, you know, trying to map out a trip, well, let's say to Colorado, where you have to line up those gigs so they work out for you. You can't be driving 100 miles this way and then 200 miles back. And I guess it works, though, huh?
You get better at it.
You just make a few mistakes once in a while.
You learn the hard way, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a very interesting song. I like that song, and there's a lot of beat involved in that, and it just kind of grabs you. What was the name of that tune that we heard?
That was called Sitting in the Dead of the Woods.
And that's on, you have, I think, at least four CDs out.
We have six CDs out. And we just put our latest one out called When You Crave a Sweetness.
And the previous song was on which CD?
Oh, shoot.
Well, a version of it was on our third album.
There's okay. an acoustic version on
like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me for interrupting. Yeah. Do you ever do anything with the conga, Jesse, anymore?
During our live shows, not so much, because this takes up all the space.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't get on the stage and then burn it or anything.
No.
Okay.
We can't afford that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched The Who last night, you know, on 12 concerts, so that was in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear another one. Maybe you can introduce something.
Yeah, we'd love to play another one. This song is actually off the new album, and it's called Sweet Confusion.
I kiss your lips, follow the curving line with my eye and take a sip.
That was the Brothers Burn Mountain. That's Ryan and Jesse Dermody, and they're here with us live in studio at the Roadhouse.
That was great. That was great. Do you write your own stuff?
Oh, yeah. We do all original.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I believe, as I read a little background, that you guys do a lot of traveling and maybe a little bit of writing while you're on the move.
We have to do the writing on the move, otherwise we would never write anything.
Yeah, we play a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So yeah, we carry our pens and picks with us wherever we go.
Yeah, what I was told is that even backpacking, when you're on month-long backpacking trips, music evolves.
Definitely.
You want to talk a little?
From 2004 to 2008, every year during the winter, we would take kind of a sabbatical in the southern mountains of France. And we'd bring our backpacks, all our camping gear, and a guitar and a drum, and write songs along the way, kind of wandering trips that spurned our creative juices.
You know, some brother combos don't always get along all the time. You guys seem to. I mean, it's if you can be backpacking together for months at a time and playing music as you do, it's great that this is working out.
Yeah, well, we do get along, and I think we really care about one another, but we've painfully learned also how not to get along.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes and that's a good thing for the music.
It's a clutch thing, yeah.
Okay. So a little stress there comes out in the music as far as more gets written? Is that what I'm hearing?
What's that old saying? Friction creates movement. You need friction for movement.
Okay.
You know, to propel the new songs to come out of us.
I'm going to remember that when I'm dealing with my siblings.
Is that an old saying or something I just pulled out of my butt?
I think you just thought that up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It works, though,
it works,
I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that, I don't remember if it was you, Ryan, or Jesse, we're interested in reading a poem. Maybe it's a good time to interject that.
Absolutely, yes.
That was you, Jesse?
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Yeah, I think we can do it there.
And now, maybe you can explain the significance of the poem and why it evolves over your music here tonight.
I really don't know. Yesterday, I was looking. You know, I got a book, a non-book of poems.
Oh.
I just happened upon it, and it met my fancy real well. So it's kind of been. Some of the lines have been going through my head today as I've been going around, and it's about the soil and about the human body.
And of course, you know this is public radio.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Of course.
Just want
to
be sure.
No, it has to do with.
We don't have a delay.
Yeah. No.
No problems there.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not. It's soil dark, not mean dark.
Okay.
I'll just recite it, and it has to do with death. Paint chips flecking the floor, rustle when you slam the door. Dust rises from the tombstone, but the body entrusted in the soil's bone stays where it rests, and we go, but we go in the wind and the snow. A faint owl cry, a touch of a hoot, the wood splinters at the heel of your boot. The crack and snap of a good groove, though the body below does not move, stays where it rests, and we go, but we go in the wind and the snow. The train passes the hips and snips, and then whistles without lips. The pennies pinch the blank of time, but the body met in the soil's rhyme. Stays where it rests, and we go, but we go in the wind and the snow. Wrangle the lasso around my neck, struggle against death's heavy peck. But still the stillness has an ocean, and the body stormed in the soil's emotion. Stays where it rests, and we go, but we go in the wind and the snow.
Well, thank you.
That was nice. That's Jesse Dermody.
Yeah, thanks for letting me.
And a lot of vivid imagery in that one, so... That'll evolve into music in time, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Have you got another one for us? We have time.
Yes, please let us.
This is Brothers Burn Mountain, and that's Ryan and Jesse Dermody. They're going to be playing tonight and tomorrow night down at the Gunflint Tavern starting at 8:30.
My wishful thinking gone to birth, but it's who I trust. park by the trees, but it's you I see.
Brothers Burn Mountain.
Yeah.
And that was Ryan and Jesse Dermody. We want to thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight.
You bet. Nice
coming
to have you here.
The studio.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Beck.
When you, if you're back up this way, let us know so we can come back again.
We would love
That'd
to.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great.